All right. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Jake Dunlap Show. We are very excited that you joined us. If you haven't tuned in, this is the show where we talk to celebrities, thought, and industry leaders to really discover their journey to success. I am super excited that you're joining us. This show is like no other. I can promise you that. You might laugh, you might cry, but you will definitely leave inspired and gain a whole new level of insight into those people that you follow, love, and admire. All right, what's going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode of the Jake Dunlap Show. And really, this conversation today is going to be interesting. You know, I think a lot of organizations out there, and I think individuals too, right? Like, you know, we're people that are trying to figure out kind of the evolving workplace and what this means, and remote and freedom and hybrid. And, you know, we're all still so early in this game. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine about, you know, another CEO, and I'm like, there's no playbook. Like, there's nobody I can call or mentor. I'm like, hey, how do you build a remote only XYZ? Because there's like five companies, you know, that have done that. And then on top of not just the remote piece, you've got, you know, changes in the way that people want to work and where they want to work and benefits and hours that they want to work. And so it's not just the remote and the hybrid conversation. There's a lot more to the future of work. And I'm really excited to be joined today by Mr. Tim Gray. Tim is a journalist in communications. He actually was a police reporter in New York City for the Staten Island Advance, which we've got to talk a little bit about that too, just because that sounds like some interesting stories there. But now he's leading, you know, kind of the charge with Agora on really this like idea of the changing workplace. And so today's episode, we're going to be focused on, you know, the changing workplace, what they're seeing in terms of, you know, as they work with, you know, many, many, many companies on in a ton of different ways to help them enable them globally in a lot of different environments. And so everyone, please join me in welcoming Mr. Tim Gray. Tim, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jake. Happy to be here. If you were from Staten Island, you would pronounce that newspaper the Staten Island Advance.
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 The Advance. On the Staten Island Advance.
Yeah, exactly.
There we go. Yeah, Matt.
That's a great borough, though. I'm not disparaging Staten Island because.
No, of course not. No. So what was, I mean, again, like, I mean, you've done a lot of work. I mean, you've been published on a lot of places. Economist, New York Times, New York Magazine, MSNBC, CBS Interactive, Gannett, CNN, not just the Staten Island Advance too. So you've done, you know, you've been very, very active. And so how did you get to this? You know, how did you kind of land in this world of, you know, kind of the changing and evolving workplace? Like, what was it for you that you kind of started gravitating or starting to do more in that world?
Yeah, that's an interesting path. I think I started out as a newspaper reporter, and that's when you used to really have to go into the newspaper, and then they would say, all right, get out and go find something to report on, right? And it wasn't just all online. So being a police reporter, I love to write, but I also always and loved, obviously, crime, true crime stuff is fascinating. But always had a love for tech. So I kind of combined those at a certain point when I became an editor at a early tech magazine called internet.com and internetnews.com.
God, how much is that domain worth? I got to imagine internet.com.
I know.
You right? know, like, God, man, how early would that be? Like, that person was like, man, they used that CD from AOL. They popped that bad boy in and, you know.
Absolutely. Well, the founder of the company was, you know, ahead of his time. He was doing some really interesting things. And that company eventually became Jupiter Media and spun off, and as many companies from those early days did. Yeah. But yeah, so then I really started taking deep dive into technology, you know, talking to tech experts and learning about a lot of new communications tools and what was happening in the space. And that led me to want to join one of those organizations and, you know, participate in creating these future tools. And if not technically creating them, but, you know, evolving the messaging and how to share that and communicate with a larger audience, the benefits of these technologies. So, you know, that's how, that's the short end of the story of how I ended up with Agora, where I think Agora is doing amazing things, and I'm really excited to talk with you about some of those.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, and I think,
you know, again, for I think this is a topic where you know, whether you're on the leadership side of this or whether you're on the employee side or partner side or anyone who supports anybody who's, you know, kind of, you know, full time as well, too. I just feel like it just really is just like a very different time. Right. At the end of the day, like I think that's maybe the right word is different, because there's so many things that have kind of all collided at the same time. You know, we've been moving toward this kind of gig economy world for a little bit. You know, COVID accelerated all that. We had been moving toward more flexible. Boom. COVID accelerated that. We've been moving. You know, I come from the sales and marketing side to more and more sales being done digitally. Boom. COVID accelerated that. So what I feel like, you know, it's a challenge, right? Because as a leader and someone who grew up in a, you know, an office first environment, you kind of learn a way to build culture. You learn a way to interact with employees. You learn all these habits, and it worked. And now in the last 2 years, our worlds have been, you know, how we build and scale and, you know, build culture, all of this has changed. And then on the flip side, as an employee, again, it's like you knew how to go in and catch up with someone randomly, you know, at the water cooler or the, you know, some version of that. So, you know, what I've seen is just like we're struggling with this. Like, we have so many different tools that we're using. And I know we're going to talk about tools as well. And, you know, it's just difficult. And like, you know, then we have more and more meetings than we've probably ever had before as well, too. So in terms of kind of how you think about the changing workplace and some of the things that y'all are doing at Agora, like, what are some of the core tenets, you know, of like this idea of like future of work and, you know, how people are thinking about the evolution of tools and other things to give people not just flexibility, but just different ways to really create a great company in this kind of changing workplace?
Yeah. So remote work is not for everyone, even though a lot of people love it and they think it's the greatest thing ever that you get to work in your pajamas and you don't have to do that 2-hour commute. You know, some people feel really isolated and disconnected, and that can be a real drawback for performance, obviously. So, you know, one of the main tenets at Agora is we're helping deliver this like live interactive voice and video that provide meaningful human to human connections, right? And so to us, that is a really important goal. How do you provide meaningful human to human connections in real time that can emulate those real life experiences? And a lot of the companies that we work with, a lot of our customers attempt to do just that with our technology to make it more lifelike, essentially, and put you in those situations where you have that day-to-day interaction with your colleagues that might seem like the kind of water cooler moments and maybe break room experiences where you can kind of just huddle on the side with your colleagues. So creating that environment is really key for productivity. And, you know, that's documented.
How do you think about simulating those things in a non-forced way, right? So, you know, you're talking about like just some of the things that Agora does specifically, but, you know, kind of zooming out, you know, like how are you guys thinking about, you know, like how to create those moments in like a meaningful way? You know, because I feel like, you know, even as, again, as a CEO, I think about like we did like a trivia happy hour yesterday, and we do a lot more than just happy hours, but I feel like, you know, you're looking for these things that don't feel mandatory. we joke and we call it mandatory fun. I'm like, guys, like we're not, it's scaled. We're not doing mandatory fun videos. Okay. Like, you know, like yeah. Our video, like interactions here. So how do you guys think about tackling that part of it to where it feels like it's the random connection or bump in versus the scheduled, whatever it is?
Yeah, so that's interesting as well. You know, just yesterday we had a birthday party / work anniversary celebration for the company, and everyone got together on our platform. You know, we have an internal platform that you know we don't use, we don't provide for customers. It's just for Agora employees. So we do some things like that. And again, like you said, the happy hour, obviously that is, you know, that's important for morale. We did a kind of, not too long ago, we did a break room, escape room for the whole company, which was really interesting to do. But that's like, those are not forced events. I don't want to say it like that, but you know, those are the kind of artificially created events. So as kind of a white label provider and providing this, the platform for companies to do this, you know, we see so many different companies, our customers, doing really interesting things. And really, you know, like you said, you can bump into people on some of these apps, right? And, oh, okay, you know, you just made that connection, or you can lean over and, you know, tap someone on the shoulder, right? Like the way you used to, but now you're virtually tapping them. And then if you include the metaverse into this, if you start working with metaverse platforms, then it takes it to a whole new level. But, you know, right now that metaverse kind of looks hokey, but this is like the beginning of the internet, what we're seeing with the metaverse. And, you know, someday soon it's going to be pretty real and you're going to be living a lot of your life in it.
Man, I'm 100% with you. So we experimented with Gather, which is, I think, probably like the leader in the space for companies. And, you know, we created this kind of gathering. So for those of you who don't know, you know, there's a lot of platforms that, you know, are kind of in this space. But, you know, I think what the key is, you know, again, there's no playbook for it, right? There's no playbook for how to create a metaverse office engagement, you know? And so I think we did a bad job of just like, you know, getting all groups in there consistently, because you can do that kind of bump in your shoulder, you know, or tap someone or kind of like walk up to someone virtually. And I told my team, when did we pilot that? It's been a while now. So probably maybe it's a nine months ago. I said, guys, if you don't think that in the future, you're going to be sitting here like we are, Tim, and that your virtual work will be you put on your Oculus, you're crazy. Of course, that's where we're going to go with this. Of course, that's where we're headed. Like, how much better would it be if you put on, you know, the Oculus and then I look over and I can see, you know, Susan next to me. I can see John next to me, and we can kind of see each other's, you know, motion. So I'm really fascinated by this. I'd be curious how you guys are thinking about like the metaverse and some of those things as well.
2 points here, right? It's like, so everyone, I mean, we talked about this a little bit already, you and I before. Many, many people love the freedom of remote work, right? It allows you to kind of be more flexible. You don't have to sit in traffic for 2 hours a day. You can run out and do some errands and then come back. And that's the real freedom that everyone loves. And people don't like when I say this, but I suggest that the office is actually coming back for you, because as technologies grow and increase, sure, you're not going to go into work, but you'll be in work in these virtual realities and you'll be sitting next to your boss or you'll be sitting next to a colleague and you will just look up and say, hey, do you have a second to chat? And then you'll walk over virtually to the break room with them and sit down at a table. I mean, it's going to come to that, which is fantastic. You know, it's an option. It doesn't always have to be that. I know, you know, you can do that hybrid option, which I personally would prefer. Like, I would like to be in the office, you know, 3 days a week or 2 days a week, and then have that flexibility. But like I said, the office is coming back for you. So everyone be aware of that. The second point that you just brought up was really great, and talking about the Oculus, right? So we work with HTC Vive with their Sync app. And we actually just received, we were a finalist for Fast Company's World Changing Ideas.
Yes,
with our work with HTC Vive.
Yeah, talk about that, man. Because I think that's the interesting stuff here. Is like, I think that there are these like cool things that you guys are doing in particular, and you know, obviously your platform helps enable some of that too. But yeah, I'd love to hear more about that.
So our platform is helping with HTC Vive, bridging the gap between the virtual and physical worlds by delivering the connectivity that only we can deliver on our edge network, from, you know, whether it's one-to-one or one-to-many using smartphones and desktops. So the interesting thing here is that our network allows people who aren't in that virtual world, aren't wearing the Oculus, to participate and see into that virtual world with a web browser, so they can also participate. This is going to cut down on costs, when people who can't access that technology won't need it, right? They'll just look at their browser or their phone browser. And, you know, it goes beyond work as well, right? Like, if you think about the health and wellness applications and education, if you're someone living in a remote area of the world, like just say somewhere in India or somewhere, you know, in developing country where maybe you're operating on 2G, our network will allow you to be able to deliver that, the metaverse, and participate in it even without those expensive tools. So I think that's really cool. this virtual world is really extending beyond, you know, just simple remote, you know, quote unquote remote work, which is fascinating. I think like a great example, last month or 2 months ago, NASA sent a hologram doctor to visit the astronauts, right? So, I mean, if that's some real-time engagement, as we like to call it at Agora, for sure, right? And that's important, you know, to have that connectivity and that connection. And that's what we mean by human-to-human connection. So it's really amazing the things our customers are doing and the things that a lot of people are doing around the world.
Well, and I feel like for a lot of people listening, it's like, wait, what? Like, it's like, I feel like, you know, a lot of these things, like you have to just embrace it too. You know, like it's very obvious. This is, you know, kind of where we're headed. And I think for a lot of people on the, you know, as employees, et cetera, it's like, well, what? And I think as leaders who are like, well, yeah, but it's like, this is just happening, you know? And I think like, just you got to be, and that's why, you know, we experimented with some of these and, you know, we didn't necessarily do it fantastic. And I think we've got some ways that we're going to kind of redeploy here later, but you have to be thinking about this stuff. Let's talk about like some of the things you talked about, again, like the 2G example. You know, how do you think about all the tools that we have today? You know, like right now, it feels like all the different tools and Slack and email and then Metaverse. And, you know, how are you seeing organizations create more of a cohesive experience, you know, for people?
Yeah. So like everyone else, there's too many tools and it's a very common complaint, right? Like, because I'm getting slacked and I'm getting, you know, someone might be getting a Zoom and, you know, too many Zoom calls and too many Slack calls or just side messages and emails. And so you are seeing a consolidation of these platforms, and you're also seeing the popular platforms like Slack adding new capabilities, right? Like, so I know Slack is adding video chat.
They've had video chat. I did it last night.
Yeah. So, you know, as those will continue to grow, you know, there'll be players who are the winners and people who fall by the wayside. And, you know, I think Slack is going to be a winner here, obviously, because they're way ingrained in the market now and they're, you know, they're developing their product even further. So, yeah, I think consolidation is really important. And as the technologies, you know, continue to advance, you're going to just continue to see more interesting applications that'll help build that real life human to human connection.
Totally.
I think like one is like spatial audio, right? Like, so if you're talking about being in a metaverse, but it's such a sense that's so important to have a real life experience, right? Like, so traditional audio, like we're kind of having now, is like a walkie talkie. One person talks at a time. You can't really talk together. But with spatial audio, you're recreating the way, you know, voices are heard in real life,
right,
like from all different areas. So like when we go back to that virtual office, that metaverse office that we just talked about, that's how you're going to hear people at the same time. You know, maybe you're hearing crosstalk between a colleague and you could still at the same time hear someone behind you. That's creating a real life environment. And that's what's important for people psychologically to feel connected. So, you know, the 3D spatial audio is really key in the future. And that's something we're working on as well. And, you know, Agora has is launching a 3D solution for 3D spatial audio. But that is a real priority.
I love that. That's cool. Yeah. I mean, again, I think that's just like, dang, like, all right. That's, I mean, I think for a lot of people out there, it's like, you know, we're just used to sitting here, we're on Zoom. And I think, again, it's like that there's, again, for a lot of you out there, it might be like, holy crap. Like, especially if you're a leader and you're listening to this, you might be like, yeah, we're not doing any of that. Like, we're just like used to throwing. I feel like what happened is we started to build this, like, I'm going to throw a meeting on someone's calendar world. And I've put an end to it with our leadership team. I'm like, guys, if it can be done. And I really feel like, you know, asynchronous communication too is on the rise and a really great tool. We do tons of asynchronous video, you know, of like, instead of having to have a meeting, it's and creating a little bit of that human to human connection. Like, hey, instead of just sending over a document, you know, we do it all the time. You know, everyone in the company does it, where you just record a 5 or 6 minute video. Hey, what's up? Let me talk you through this. Here's what it is. And then you'll see people send a video back with like questions too. You know, and I feel like asynchronous is something that's also a really important part of this future work. And I don't know how you guys think about that, but it's been, you know, big for us.
Yeah, absolutely. And talk about other platforms too, right? You brought up Zoom. They're adding onto their platform too. So that's part of that consolidation. And, you know, they're providing those tools, even though we're somewhat competitor, you know, we kind of play in the same arena in certain spaces, you know, we really do different things. But yeah, I mean, that's really important. I think it's interesting to note also, like, our founder, Tony Zhao, was a co-founder of WebEx, a co-founding engineer of WebEx, along with the founder of, so was the Zoom founder. So, you know, you could see how these kind of things, you know,
they're all intertwined.
Their skills and experiences advance, right? And they're both obviously, both have companies doing amazing things. So it's pretty cool to see what everyone's working on.
Yeah, that's really awesome. So look, as we kind of start to wrap up here in the next like few minutes, you know, I think we've covered a lot of really good ground here. And I think there's a lot of things that I think we're talking about that a lot of, whether you're on the employee side, or whether you're on the leadership side, let's talk about, you touched on a little bit like the future of remote and some of the other things that people are looking for. You know, we talked about like healthcare, education, et cetera. So not just future of remote, I guess we can kind of make it a little more broad. Like, what are some of the things that you're seeing outside of these? You know, we're talking about kind of, we'll call it like the communications and how we interact, but there's other things happening too in this kind of changing workplace. So how do you see some of those things, you know, playing out and fleshing out?
Well, you know, just as as I've said this several times, and as the technology continues to advance, you know, we're all going to be living in this much of our life in the virtual world, right? And, you know, now there's even talk of, you know, it becoming so ubiquitous, like virtual, what's a virtual crime, right? Like what can happen in this, you know, what's, if you're at the workplace in a virtual world, what are the office norms? Are they any different than the real life in-person norms and tendencies that, you know, you have to adhere to? I think there's just such almost a wild west of development right now. And as we say, it's so early days, you know, the future is, in terms of use cases, it's almost unlimited. What we at Agora do is we drive the ability for anyone to build and create any type of use case for anything they want to do. We're the backbone. We're the platform for that. So like every day we wake up and we see new customers doing really amazing things.
Yeah, I bet.
In the future of work and in education and healthcare. You know, I think our CEO and founder once said, you know, he's amazed when he wakes up every day and sees what people are doing with the technology that he created. And we're just going to keep seeing so many interesting things develop in the future of work. And those applications can be used across these verticals, right? So like future of work, you know, your same thing can be done for education and healthcare and gaming and social. You know, there's totally. Just so many opportunities.
I agree 100%. You know, again, I hope everyone got a few ideas today. I think there's definitely some sparks in here and some things for me where I'm like, as you know, CEO of a, you know, almost 50 person company, I'm like, oh crap. Like, yeah, we got to go back to some of this stuff and start to think about that. Because I think it's very, very helpful. And, you know, I appreciate it. I think Tim, again, is somebody who, you know, works at an organization that, you know, lives and breathes this stuff. You know, you get a chance to see all different flavors of this. And, you know, you guys are obviously, you know, drinking your own champagne as well and doing a lot of these. And so I think for a lot of people who are listening, you know, my advice is obviously go check out what Agora is doing, and we'll put links in the show notes. But also just start to think about like what's one thing you could do to help to, again, improve or adapt or research this kind of changing workplace. Because as Tim said, like it's coming. You know, there's no doubt, like all these things are happening, right? So I think everyone out there needs to just make sure that you're, you know, staying ahead of the game. And so Tim, really appreciate you and your insights. I know you're out on vacation right now as well. So I appreciate you carving out the time and the conversation.
Anytime. Thanks, Jake. I had a great time. I'd love to talk to you again.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you, Tim. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in to another episode of the Jake Dunlap Show. We'll see you next week.
All right. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in to another extremely fun and interesting episode. I thought it was fun and interesting, so I hope you did too, of the Jake Dunlap Show. Really great, just breaking down everything that makes people who they are, the success, the trials and errors, and I hope that you enjoyed it as much as I did. Make sure to subscribe on your favorite platform, and make sure, more than anything, to go over to jakedunlap.com. That's where you're going to stay up to date on all the latest guests, additional details, prep notes, We're going to be sharing everything on jakedunlap.com. So go ahead, go over there. You can subscribe there as well too. And we will see you next week on the Jake Dunlap Show.